Well, Jason, here we are talking about the world of business. And I love the world of business when it comes to happy anniversaries.
And we've got a very happy anniversary this week. Marcy Dickerson. The Dickerson Group is turning 18, if you can believe that.
18.
18 years. And she took over the Smokehouse Barbecue from her parents, Charles and Jeanette Dickerson. And since then, she's turned it into, let's see, we've got Dickerson's catering, Dickerson's event management. Of course, we've got the game and the game two, the Bear Den over at Burrell, and of course, the Sports Skills Institute.
Well, you can't escape, or when it comes to catering in Las Cruces, Dickerson's is synonymous with it.
Absolutely. You know, events at Farm and Ranch, events at the Chambers.
When I was with the Las Cruces Advertising Federation, that's who we use for our catering.
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that we found was that she was very responsive to our needs as an organization, to what we needed, and was very reasonable.
Absolutely. And she also does larger events with the event management. That is includes like the events downtown. She works with the Country Music Festival when they come in, organizing that. A lot of stuff that she does behind the scenes, people don't realize that when they pick up that plate of food, it probably came from Marcy.
Well, one of the things that I know that just last weekend on Friday and Saturday, one of the things Marcy did was she gave back to the state of Texas by having a fundraiser at the game one and the game two over 2 days to raise funds for the state of Texas for the flooding.
Right. And apparently she's gotten the philanthropy bug pretty hard.
That's cool. What's she up to?
She is launching a new charity with the help of a lot of local business leaders. It's going to be called Revolution 120. And it's a little bit different than your normal nonprofit organization. What they're going to be doing is providing direct assistance to people and to groups that need it.
So this is direct assistance. It doesn't go to a chapter or another organization. This is direct to
exactly.
People.
You come straight to their board. You fill out an online application. They review it. And another neat thing about the charity is that it's got a pay it forward clause. So if you receive help from Revolution 120, one of the agreements is that you will pay it forward by doing some community work, volunteer work.
That is really cool.
It is. And it takes these local dollars. It keeps them local, helps our people that are in need when they're most in need. And they're doing it without any kind of administrative cost whatsoever. Everything is volunteer basis. So all of the money goes to people here in Cruces that need it and organizations here in Cruces that need it. And then it gets turned around and paid forward. I think that's just a fantastic idea. And they're going to start raising donations with a golf tourney in the spring. And that'll be their primary funding source. And they've already got a lot of people lined up, community and business leaders that are already jumping on board and helping out. I know Rennie Henderson, our president of Sun News, is on the board. Summer Rose Nolan is on the board. I believe Keel Hoffman is on the board. There's a lot of really heavy hitters in
names.
Town.
Yeah, definitely. Names.
And it'll be really nice because you can go get immediate help, you know, when you need it and not have to wait for a chapter back in Schenectady to approve it and release the funds and have it shuttle back down here.
Okay. Let's talk about birds of a feather.
Absolutely. They've been flocking around the Wild Birds Unlimited Nature Shop, another anniversary.
Another anniversary.
Ten years. It's really interesting. You don't think about how many people really do enjoy bird watching. And one of the ways that Wild Birds Unlimited helps them is, you know, they've got the seeds and they've got – you can lure all of these beautiful wild birds into your backyard. And they're also, in marking their 10-year anniversary, they're setting up an education studio there at the shop that's in Arroyo Plaza that'll have, you know, sort of educational materials, placards, let you know what kind of birds you're seeing, how to attract the birds that you want to see. And they had a really neat thing this weekend. They had raptors, about 10, I think, raptors come in.
Raptors?
From Albuquerque, yeah. You know, hawks, eagles.
The hawks, yeah.
The really cool hunting birds.
Yeah.
And so they had those at the shop this weekend. I didn't get by to see it, but I hope some of the listeners did.
Okay, let's move on to NMSU's InnoVenture Entrepreneur Program.
More good stuff coming out of the Arrowhead Center. Now the InnoVenture is open for applicants for the Core Entrepreneurship Education Program. It basically is set up to help kids address their needs or help kids address needs in the community through their own entrepreneurial mindset. Registration's open for teams of middle and high school students from schools and organizations throughout New Mexico, not just here in Las Cruces. And they develop a product, create a business plan, make an impact on the community. And whether that's their school, their workplace, a club, a neighborhood, a town, or another group that they want to help. And you can find out more about this at arrowheadcenter.nmsu.edu/inaventure/registration.
Jason, we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.